I'm here with Caroline Gardner, Auditor General, to talk about two new reports on NHS Highland and NHS Ayrshire and Arran. Auditor General, can you explain why you're reporting on these two health boards?
Yes, both NHS Highland and NHS Ayrshire and Arran face significant financial challenges, and they're likely to continue in the years ahead. The boards are unable to deliver services within their budgets, they haven't met their savings targets, and I'm concerned they'll struggle to achieve a balanced budget in future.
What does the financial future look like for NHS Highland and NHS Ayrshire and Arran?
Well, unless they can change the way services are delivered, neither health board's going to achieve the level of financial savings they need to make. They've both had external support to identify the changes that are needed, and it's now essential that these changes are put in place. They also need to promote a more open organisational culture to take staff, patients and the public with them.
You also address loans made to both health boards by the Scottish Government.
Both NHS Highland and NHS Ayrshire and Arran have received loans from the Scottish Government called brokerage. This has helped them to meet significant financial pressures during the year, but both boards will need to find ways to repay the money as well as deliver services and make savings. I report this isn't likely to happen until at least 2020-2021.
What will happen to services delivered by these two health boards?
Well, with support from the government, they will continue to provide services to the public, but there has been some decline in performance in both health boards. The challenge now is to make the changes needed while reducing the impact on patients.
It's clear that there's a lot of work still to do. What should the health boards be focusing on to help speed up progress and deliver results?
It's essential that both health boards quickly put in place the planned changes to make savings and transform their services. In the case of NHS Highland, this will be more difficult with the board's chief executive leaving at the end of the year.
So what happens next?
I'll report on the overall financial health and performance of the NHS in Scotland later this month, and we'll continue to monitor the situation at NHS Highland and NHS Ayrshire and Arran through our local audit work. I'll present the findings from both Section 22 reports to Parliament's Public Audit and Post-Legislative Scrutiny Committee in November, and the committee will then decide what action it wants to take.
Auditor General, thank you very much. And the reports are available to download from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.